Hello and welcome to the Dad Up Radio Show. This is a father-friendly, father-focused space to empower fathers and father figures to strengthen the connection between their children and themselves. I am your host, Seamus Gordon. Let's dad up. Well, happy Friday, everyone. Happy Friday. Oh my goodness, we are at the end of the month of August 2025. And I'm excited about this day for a number of reasons. I have at least three. One is that we have a full house this morning. The same dads who started with us on day one, August 1st, you remember that day? They are in the house today. And we celebrate our first month anniversary. Let's call it that.
Hallelujah.
I am so excited. Bill, welcome back home, man. Welcome back home.
Thank you so much. Happy anniversary, gentlemen.
Yes. Bob, our most senior among us, remember? He is in the house, and we love you, brother.
You need to stop there. You need to stop.
That's an honor, man. It's an honor. But welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be here.
And my everyday can't get rid of, don't want to get rid of, Charles. Listen, you're in the house, and thank you for being here, brother.
Praise God. The first month of many more.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for saying that. Mike, your testimony, we'll talk about that in a minute, but you have also adjusted your work calendar to be here on Friday, so we do appreciate you,
Glory to God. Happy anniversary, gentlemen.
So, listen, I don't know about you, gentlemen, but I must admit that over the past 4 weeks, there were times I started to wonder, is there anybody out there in terms of listening audience? Mm-hmm. You apparently, and you can back me up, technology can tell television broadcasters how many people are listening and where. With radio, I don't know if we have that yet. So it is encouraging to get calls to say, you guys are making a difference. And I told you I have a surprise for you because I have a listener on the line right now. I kid you not. He called me with a powerful testimony and excitement. And I said, you know what? Could you rewind in that one live? And he said, yes. So listen, I am going to technology. Let's use it here and see if he's on, and he is going to tell you guys what an impact it has made in his life. He's from Delray. My brother, good morning. Are you there?
Good morning. Yes, I am.
Oh, my goodness. Listen.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We have a full house. They haven't met you yet, and I haven't met you yet in person, but I wanted to go ahead, my brother, and share with us, both those of us in the studio, but those who are listening, what impact this program has had upon you for the short time we are on air. So go ahead and start with your name. And you said you have been listening since day one. You have a particular person that you like, and you haven't even met him yet because he's some famous basketball. But you'll tell us all about that. So go ahead, my brother. Welcome and introduce yourself. And you, by the way, you need to have a joke for us before you go. You just make sure you have one because he says he likes dad's got jokes. Well, hold on to it for a moment. Go ahead, introduce yourself, and tell us some of the things you told me, man.
First and foremost, I want to thank God for this opportunity.
Amen.
I want to thank God. And my name is Sherman Laster. I've been in the Delray Beach area for a good while, for about 68 years with Atlantic High School here at Delray Beach. I've been listening to WCNO since October 1995. But every evening when I listened to Charles Stanley and Dr. J. Vernon McGee, I heard this gentleman with this Jamaican accent.
I don't know who that one is, but you can keep talking, yes.
Talking about dads up. So I said, let me listen to this here because it's something that I was very, very interested in. And then he was saying, on August 1st, we're going to be starting this drive. I left that radio on, and I've been riding with y'all for these last 20-some days, and I love everybody that came on the panel. I love everybody. Now, Brother Charles, I want to give you this. So Brother Charles hit me like, you know how back in the day when the women were swooning over Barry White?
His head is already big. Don't say too much, but go ahead, sir.
but anyway, you guys inspired me. And I want you to know one thing. There's always somebody that you're touching that are listening to you. And this program here, man, like I told Brother Shameless, you guys already have boots on the ground in Delray Beach. I'm going to get in touch with the principal here and so forth. But you guys are an inspiration.
Well, thank you. He told me he has already started to round up some dads down there. Right. So we are going to be going to, you know, when they advertise coming to a town near you. Well, we're going to Delray very soon. But we do appreciate you, man. Honestly, it was an encouragement. I listened to the voice message you left and I thought, these guys should hear this. Because again, we're here and yes, we love each other's company. But it is nice to know that there are others out there. By the way, I'm wondering how many others have been listening and haven't called in yet, but we'll get to that in a minute. Guys, do you want to say anything to our no longer anonymous?
Sherman, this is Bill. I just thank you for reaching out. And as you were speaking, the thought that came to me is the same voice that called you to come join us is the one that called all of us that are in this room. And I just tip my hat to you for stepping up. And I know that there's other men that are getting called for this. We have to band together and thank you for being the first. And you will see that multiply your actions, and God bless you for doing it. And like I said, that voice that called you up is the same that called us up, and the same that I'm sure is calling many men up. And now we're going to say, hey, guys, you're getting called up. Let's call out.
All right, man. And, Bob?
Well, I'm just encouraged. You know, you never know what kind of an impact you're going to have on people. And I know our Lord just implores us to continue to reach out. And if we reach even one person, you know, we have fulfilled his mission. And so we thank you. And we look forward to coming down to Delray.
I know, man. I know. Yeah. And, sir, you're famous here, so talk to another best. By the way, Sherman was, or should I say is, you'll never stop being an educator, and he is interested so much in the Operation Daducation in Delray Beach. So, but he loves basketball.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And, you know, we on radio, we really can't tell how many is listening. So when we may get discouraged, God gives us encouragement
at the right time.
And this is great encouragement for us right now, so we really appreciate it.
You guys are ministering. Right. And you know, as I was listening to you guys over the weeks, I was writing down some notes on this group I was planning to have called Men Who Win. And I was doodling with the names, and then I came up with a theme: No Silence, No Violence. Silence me, and I heard you guys talking about men having to swallow their pride. Sometimes we don't talk to our kids and get deep down in the deep stuff. So if we talk to our kids and have a true connection with them like we have with our Lord, maybe we can stop some of this violence.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Mike?
Yeah, I mean, that you hit it on the head, man. We really have to understand that we need to be vulnerable and have these conversations. You know, You heard the term, you know, a rose grows from the concrete, you know, so we have to hit that foundation and hit it deep and penetrate and let them know that, you know, we're not buried, we are planted, and we are here to sow seeds, and hopefully, you know, we can continue. We got seeds in Delray, and we got seeds all over the country, because there's a lot of people that are listening, and the power of technology and God's will, we will connect everybody, and, you know,
I'm going to connect with every preacher here in Delray Beach when I go to church Sunday, Lord willing. When the brothers gather back in the back before service to get their marching orders, I'm going to let the brothers know, and I've already passed out Brother Charles' number. More coming.
All right. All right. 561-229-2379. Listen, before you go, man, I need a joke from you, a good one, because it's the last day of the month.
I always tell folks, good, clean joke.
Well, I know that. Right. I hope that I need.
Okay, here we go. What do you call a dad that a kindergarten kid draws?
Ooh. Oh, you really have a dad joke. Okay. Not just a joke. So what do you call a dad that a kindergarten kid draws?
Yeah.
Draw shrink.
No.
We give up.
A father figure.
Hey, yeah. All right. Seamus, get this man a jersey. Let's put him on the team. Get this man a jersey. Yeah. Put the name on the back. Let's go.
All right.
One more for the
roll. Right. double it down.
That one would be for me. Go ahead.
What do you call a joyful dad?
A joyful dad?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, we give up again.
A jolly pop.
A job. Listen, you're good, man. You're good. Listen, my brother, thank you so much for making that call. And we will be in touch.
All right. Thank you so much. All right.
Have a great day, man.
That's awesome.
Oh, that was refreshing. Great, I thought I had to let you guys in on that one. I have received a number of others, including from Port St. Lucie. We have another army of dads up there, but listen, personally, I want to say thanks to you, and I asked if you could make it today because it is significant for us. We're at the end of August. We started on a Friday. Here we are. And again, we're still making the plane as we are flying it, but it is both nail-biting and fun all at the same time. Mm. Let me start with you, my brother. So far, what is God saying to you? I was going to say your gut, but tell me what is resonating in your heart right now.
I looking back at the episodes that we've done, and Winston stands out for me. I mean, just an amazing episode. Mike and his father were amazing episodes, and Angel was an amazing episode. It was guys opening up, telling their story, which I've always said, your story is your ministry. And once you start stepping out, there's other men that are getting called up. And we're seeing that. Yes. We're seeing that happen now. So my gut, my heart, my head, all aligned. This is just, we knew when we first started talking, we're like, we can't let this pass by. We've got to take advantage of this and help build this. And we're winging it. We're flying this thing, we're winging it.
I'm so very grateful to all of you. You are brave guys, and Charles probably knows me a little bit, as well as Mike. So sometimes I make people nervous in terms of, but you're up to it, and I'm so grateful for you. Bob, thank you. You are an inspiration, and tell us, where do you feel this at the end of our first month? Where do you think God is leading?
Well, I just feel blessed, and I'll tell you why. You never, never, never stop being a dad. Even this morning, I got a call from my daughter, who's an educator, and she's on her way to school, and we talked about problems with my grandson, her son. And, I learned from the experiences that we have been talking about. And I'm just grateful that I'm able to be a dad, not only to my daughter, but to my grandson, okay? And that's important. Again, when we started this, I talk about connection.
Yes.
And I just don't want to lose that ability to be connected with my daughter and also my grandson. And they're down in Florida right now. They're only an hour and a half away. And I'm looking forward. My daughter said, you need to spend some time, with your grandson, Cameron. And I'm going to do that.
Amen. Amen. Charles?
Yeah, when you proposed this to me, I was really humbled because I always say, who would want to hear my story?
Apparently Sherman does. Yeah. And many others too, thank God.
Because I really used to be an introvert, and my wife would always encourage me to speak out because I have things to say.
Amen.
And I'm like, what could I say that could encourage someone? But this format that we have right here has really been exciting, and it makes me excited to come in here because, not because of vanity or anything, but I learn so much, and I can impart some things that I've learned. So this has been wonderful.
Thank you, my brother.
I would have one lesson that we learned from Mike's dad when listening to a past episode is we're just simply giving suggestions, not advice.
That was powerful.
Yes. And speaking of that, Mike, you are not only one of our co-hosts, but you ended up being one of our guests, so to speak, when you laid it all out there with your dad. Of all the stories, we had Chris and his son, Dominic. We had Angel, Winston. But your story resonates with so many dads and daughters and sons out there. So for you, man, where do you feel God is leading you as we come to the end of our first, but not our last month?
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, as we grow in faith, we realize that the things that we go through are our testimony, and we're there to, being the tech guy, I guess, for the show and for kind of a lot of things. You know, we have problems with our cable or our phone or anything like that. You call somebody to troubleshoot. And now we're able to troubleshoot for dads. And it's really hard to find, you know, these real stories. And it's hard. It's hard, but it's getting easier to open up for my story. And, you know, there's a lot of healing that's involved with that. And this brotherhood around this table and this community and, you know, the listening audience, you know, the community is getting tighter.
It's not getting
smaller. It's growing, but it's getting tighter because we can all relate and build bonds together and these relationships. And it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. There are times I must admit to you guys, I'm thinking, have we bitten off too much? And then I said, nah. Listen, I strongly believe that our prayer should be, God, don't give us the strength or the resources. Don't give us tasks to match the resources and the strength that we have. Don't dumb down the task, God. What we do ask is for you to ramp up the resources and the strength to match the task. And the task, when it is bigger than we are and it gets done, we can never give credit to ourselves. Amen. Never give credit. And I'm so grateful to have you gentlemen on board, because I do believe with all of my heart that as we continue to touch communities, we're going to have what I call reps in various areas who will be championing what we do in this small room. Sherman and Travis and others who say, let's get these guys and dads together in my area. I think we are just going to be that catalyst.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen. Yeah. Let's have a few jokes, man. Let's have a few jokes. Because, by the way, Sherman gave one for me.
They're fantastic.
Yeah. I know.
They're fantastic.
Of all the jokes we've given, I think his own strictly dad focused, I think.
He's been waiting an entire month.
I'm not going to use this one. I'm going to use that one. He's knocking them off.
He's got to set the bar.
Listen, let's hear yours first.
All right. Where does someone go to learn how to make a banana split?
Ice cream shop.
No.
Sunday school.
All right.
I like that one.
Yes. Sunday school. Bob?
I got to say, this is my first joke in over 50 years. Be kind out there. Daughter says, Dad, can you put my shoes on? The dad says, I don't think they'll fit me.
Okay. All right. That's a good one.
Okay. I have two. I'm trying to decide which one, but I'll go with, okay. What do you call a toothless bear?
Gee.
A gummy bear.
I held that one back. Right, yeah. I gave that one, hold it back.
All right.
Why was the anniversary cake late to the Dad Up radio show?
Oh my. Making it personal.
Yeah, exactly. Seamus, will you bring it in?
That's better than the answer I got.
You're even making Dave laugh over there before hearing the answer.
Because it got stuck on the wrong frequency.
Okay.
Wow.
Very nice. Good. Wow. That's good. Okay.
Listen, I I thank WCNO. We have our producer here, David, who's working with us this morning, and Karen and Jonathan and with your other colleague who sits at the front there.
Oh, Sherry.
Sherry. We are grateful to this station for giving us this opportunity. Mm-hmm. Grateful to the guests who have come on. Mm-hmm. I want to say a big thank you to our sponsors. Our biggest sponsor for this month has been Nuzzle Nolan Pest Control and Lawn Care Company, and they have been phenomenal. But I also want to thank Angel. He was a guest, but he sponsored a show. I want to say thanks to Jim in Jupiter or DeQuestia has been an amazing person to support us, and John from Kairos. Not John Jensen, he'll be coming up. Actually, I heard from him, and he has found, we're talking about a mutual friend here, a classmate of his who wants to volunteer to be a dad tour. Listen, there are so many young people in our community who don't have a father figure. And one of the things that we hope will come out of this program here, apart from the great jokes that I tell, is to galvanize and motivate fathers and father figures, dad tours, we call them. We have some agencies out there such as Big Brothers, Big Sisters. We're not competing with them. That's not what we're asking for, father figures who will volunteer to give at least 1 hour per week. And with the amazing technology that we have nowadays, it doesn't matter if the person is in Texas, like your friend who listens in Texas, he can still help to read with or to a child here in Florida because of Zoom and FaceTime and all that. So we're excited about how it will spread, but as you said, Mike, we'll get even tighter. It was you listening on the radio. We hadn't met yet, Bill and I personally. He heard us and, well, when we were just giving the blurb, and you're like fully on board, man. Yeah. With the background that you bring here, I can only imagine where God is going to be taking us.
Yeah, I mean, once that we said this before, one, you had just floated the idea many months ago, and I heard it. I'm like, this is something powerful, and I wanted to be a part of it, and you know, visionary, and it's just putting the effort and hand to the plow, and we're starting to see it. We saw the first seedling sprout up today, and that's encouraging. And we know there's more out there. And when I look into everybody's eyes here, we're a band of brothers. I love it. We're fathers, and there's so much more work to do. But it's, you're energized by the Lord,
yes,
because we know we're doing His work.
Yes, so much more work to do. And by the way, each of us can be a dadvocate. Let me explain what I mean. Mm-hmm. There was a time, don't laugh, I worked as a secret shopper. I know, man. A secret. I know. Wow. Not because I love shopping, just saying. So a secret shopper would go into, let's say, Walmart, representing Walmart, but customer at the counter or whoever wouldn't know that I'm actually shopping on behalf of Walmart. And what they do and how they do it would report it back to the main office. I've picked up the habit of being a dadvocate. I would walk into a restaurant, walk into an establishment, and go into the restroom and see if there's a changing area for dads to change their kids, their little ones, and then go to the manager and said, hey, I notice here that you don't have one of those. Is it like cola beer?
Koala beer.
You want to change your little one, change their Pampers and what have you. It would normally be in mom's department, the woman's, but very rarely. And I would go to them and dadvocate for fathers because, again, our purpose here is to give a voice to dads. For too long, rightly or wrongly so, most of the agencies that exist in our community are mother-focused. And some amazing agencies, Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies, all those wonderful agencies are focused on moms and kids. But I look forward to what I believe God will continue to do through us in this room and beyond as we advocate for fathers and help, or may I say, empower fathers to have a voice and stand up and be counted for their children. I am so very excited about that. So we are almost out of time. So let me just go around and ask each of you. Let's start with you, Meg. Your story with your dad, it isn't done. In fact, it is just started. Mm-hmm. And we look forward to hearing. When he comes to Florida, we need to bring him in here.
He'll be here in 2 weeks.
In two weeks?
Right.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, oh man,
awesome!
Let's see. We'll bring them on back in live in studio. And
yes, it will be like Christmas twice because Christmas is coming in December. But yeah,
yeah. Well,
thank you, brother Charles.
You know, it's been an honor, especially getting to know you guys. I've known Pastor Seamus for about 18 years, but getting to know you guys, you know, it's you can never to have too many godly men friends. There are not that many of us out there, and the way that we unite is such a powerful thing. And,
yeah.
And you know, the Bible says one can chase 1,000, two can put 10,000 to flight.
I'm always amazed at that math. One shall chase 1,000, and two, not 2,000, but 10,000.
Yes.
So with five of us and the many out there, we will be an army to reckon with, man. And Bob, You are an inspiration to me. We met in prison, literally, and here we are as brothers and as friends and as dads, making waves.
Well, it's really my pleasure to be part of this group. I admire each of the men here and the stories that we have heard and shared. But this station has a vast, vast listening audience.
Yes.
And you know what? The five of us don't have anywhere near all of the answers. So I would encourage our listeners out there.
Yes, please.
Reach out to us.
Yeah.
Give us ideas, fresh ideas that we can bring not only on the radio, but bring out into the community.
Make this
ministry the best ministry that we've ever seen.
Man, 561-229-2379. Let me repeat that. 561-229-2379. Or email us at dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org. Bill?
I'm going to remember what I said is that my commitment to why I do this is for the men that are out there, the men that have a great, stable marriage and are wonderful dads, and they have something to tell us. But there's also a large majority of men who are struggling, and they're broken. Their families are broken. And we want to hear from you. We want all that.
Yes.
So that's why I'm here. I want to be some sort of light to bring their stories forth, so we can heal them, and we can heal together. Yeah.
Yes, amen. And there are three ways you can be part of this movement: through your prayers, through your hours, through your dollars. John Jensen reminded me, attempt something so big that it is doomed to fail unless God be in it.
Amen.
And that is right. Amazing. Listen, gentlemen, we are almost out of time. We have a minute left, but I am grateful to God for this opportunity. This voice that we have, this platform, is a chance to make a difference. And while we're doing that in the lives of others, it is happening also in us.
Yes.
We're asking moms, if you're out there and you wish to let your son or your husband or some significant other in your life know about this program, please let them know about 89.9 WCNO FM. We are here 8:30 in the morning and 8:30 in the evening. And we're asking for your prayers. We're asking for your financial contribution. If you make a $10 a month contribution, you will be making a world of difference. So, thank you. Heavenly Father, we come to the first month and we're grateful for all that you have done. I ask that you will continue to bless these men, bless their families, and for the listening audience out there, God, we pray that you will move in a mighty way. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today on the Dad Up Radio Show. We would like to hear your feedback, comments, or suggestions. Also, if you would like to support us with your prayers, hours, and dollars, you can reach us at 561-229-2379. You can call or text us at 561-229-2379 or email us at dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org. That's dadup at thefatherchildconnection.com.